like to invite the following people to join me for lunch.
I think we should share an awesome blossom. What do you say? They are awesome.
Order!
Cheeseburger, please.
Get off, Napoleon. Make yourself a dang quesadilla.
And I'll have the number 8. That's a party platter. It serves 12 people. I know what I'm about, son.
This burrito is delicious, but it is filling.
They all have the linguine, red sauce on the side. If the sauce does not come on the side, I will send it back.
Can I take your order?
It's time for the Lunch Rush. The latest and greatest in sports news. Here's Brady Hall.
Well, the Lakers take down the Golden State Warriors 117-112 to go up 1-0 in the series. But I'm telling you, dude, it was Anthony Davis was the story of this one last night. 30 points, 23 boards, 5 assists, 4 blocks to allow the Lakers to steal home court advantage in the opening of the second round between those two teams. Oh, that's going to be, I think it's going to be a dogfight. It's going to be fun. I figured out LeBron James. He is a WWE superstar. That's who he is. Entertaining, extremely talented, embellishes everything. Everything that he does. He gets hit in the eyes. Whoa, whoa, whoa. He's a cartoon character. I thought he was going to lose his crap, though, to start the game.
He didn't have his powder.
Didn't have his powder.
Saw that.
He's looking around and got that scowl. Where's my powder? Where's the powder? So stupid. You'll be fine.
I don't think I've ever seen another NBA player do that.
Have like a crazy thing that they
do. That just feels like, LeBron, you did that like 20 years ago, man. Is that just your thing, the chalk throwing, whatever?
Even Jamal Murray stopped doing the blue arrow thing. I mean, there's the time to just stop doing that stuff. Yeah. Randall
and
Cobb.
Stuff like that. Just like, oh, we can get a little bit on LeBron. Like, no, just don't do it.
Yeah, no.
Because he's going to use that as motivation.
Where's my powder? They probably moved it somewhere. Yeah, they probably hit it.
It looked like it was just an empty bottle and they just put it there.
Those two, and Steph Curry and LeBron are just like in love, too. They all, before the game, it's, oh, he's the greatest. He's the greatest. No, you're the greatest. No, you hang up first. No, come on.
Poor Letter Network is just smiling.
Oh, jeez. This ridiculous. Randall Cobb is going to join the Jets, and he'll reunite with Aaron Rodgers. Rodgers is getting a lot of his guys coming over. Lazard, Billy Turner. I mean, just a few ex-Packers are going to be there, so building it up.
Like they're making their receiving core worse.
Maybe. Maybe so. Jackson Mahomes, the brother of Patrick Mahomes, has been arrested, charged with aggravated sexual battery. Now, you saw the video, didn't you? He's like grabbing that waitress or person by the neck or whatever. It was uncomfortable. He kept trying to get her to come back as he went. Did he actually kiss her? Did he force a kiss on her?
I mean, it looks like it. Wow. And I'm not sure if that was the waitress he assaulted or if that
manager,
was the owner.
The owner, okay.
Because he was like 40 years old.
He'd had a few, right?
Yeah.
And she kept walking by and then he grabbed her a few times. He was booked into Johnson County Detention Center on a $100,000 bond at 8:42 a.m. Eastern Time. According to the online records, he has been charged with 3 counts of aggravated sexual battery and an additional 4th count of battery. That was, you saw the video was published by TMZ. It shows Mahomes kissing a woman while his hands are grasping her neck. The 40-year-old woman who is the owner, you're right, Angel, she's the owner of Aspen's Restaurant and Lounge in Overland Park, also accused Mahomes of shoving a member of the restaurant's wait staff in a separate incident. This guy, I mean, at first it was just like, oh, he's doing goofy TikTok videos. That's embarrassing. Okay, whatever. Now it's dangerous stuff. Patrick's going to have to sit down with him, right, and say, dude, I'm like the face of the NFL. You've got to start respecting that. Stop using my platform and all that for your dances and for your videos. But more importantly, don't be a freaking jerk. Don't break the law. Don't be a creep, a bad person. Somebody's got to sit down with this guy.
Cut him off.
You got to do something. He's using your name to grow his brand. And now he's tarnished.
Because nobody calls him Jackson Mahomes. Just, oh, that's Jackson Mahomes. No, that's Patrick's younger brother.
It's Patrick's brother. Like, fair or unfair, That's how he will be discussed. And you should be disgusted if you're Patrick Mahomes. Something's got to change there. I had one more story, but I just completely... Oh, we got Joel Embiid is going to return game two tonight. There we go. First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. If you guys want to get involved in the conversation. Angel, our movie review. We are set to have our first official sports movie review. What are we calling this? Brady and... We might bring guests in. Tanner's going to come in and review this with us, I believe, Friday.
Oh.
Maybe Brian, I don't know. Everybody's got to sync up with what they can watch, but the winner of the first movie award we're giving out, as far as which one we're doing, is one you've never seen before. It's called White Men Can't Jump.
What?
Yeah, they're making, apparently, they're doing a remake of it. Silliness.
Who's in this movie?
Wesley Snipes and Woody Harrelson, the old version. The new, I don't know who the new version is.
I like Woody, he's fine.
Yes.
At any age, he's awesome. It's great in Zombieland.
I'm very excited to see what you think of this movie.
I mean, that just that duo there of actors, and I think that time period, that's like almost peak Wesley Snipes, and then the coming up of Woody Harrelson.
It's a... Well, and when you designed our rating system, I love it. Start the movie, bench the movie, or cut the movie.
Yeah, is this a movie that's going to get you a lot of points and be effective on your team? Is it a guy that's...
watch it all the time.
It's a movie that's it's kind of a role player. It's on in the background sometimes.
It's a fine movie. It's just not something you swear by.
Yeah, and then it's, oh, God, we'll never watch that again.
Yeah, that's terrible. I'm sad. Unfortunately, I made it through. So I'll be really curious to get your thoughts on this. Because, yeah, you know, I'm, what, 11 years older than you? For me, it was like... I dressed like Woody Harrelson a little bit. You know, you had the tight little short biker shorts kind of thing, bicyclist shorts, the really bright shirts.
It was a tank top too.
Tank top, light green, lime green, hot pink, all these colors. I go back and look at old pictures of myself, and I'm like, Mom, I
let me go out like that.
Windbreakers. Freaking wind fanny packs.
Love neon back in the 90s.
And they wore I'm pretty sure Wesley Snipes has a fanny pack.
That's 90s all over.
Yeah, the fanny packs, dude. That was amazing. You get a good fanny pack and things change for you. I don't have any pockets in these basketball shorts. Doesn't matter. Zip. Here's my fanny pack. Wallet, keys, everything. Tic Tac goes in the fanny pack. Yeah, I'll be curious if it's a starter for you. Starters like, you know, upper echelon. These are the movies that you would recommend everybody.
Like if you're gonna watch sports anytime, movie, you gotta watch this one.
Yeah, that's the question I wanted to ask you. Are we gonna rate it? Are you gonna rate it as far as where it ranks as a sports movie, or are you gonna rate it as where it just ranks as a movie?
Like, I may do both because I enjoy, like, I took a film class a couple years ago in college, and I really enjoyed learning about film and how films are different from each other and just the way stories are told through film. But I can also look at it through a sports context as well.
Okay. That'll be maybe we kind of give it two different divisions there. Because there's certain sports movies that I think are just really good, just great movies. They go right up there with the best movies of all time. But then there's sports movies which are just like, it's a sports movie. Yeah, but it's good for a sports movie, but it's just kind of a little cliche.
Be interesting when we get one that one of us starts and the other bench or cuts.
Yes,
completely.
Well, we'll see. We'll kind of see where we sync up because White Man Can't Jump is not like Rudy and the Invincible movie with Mark Wahlberg. These aren't guys fighting to be professional sports figures. It's way different. So it's more real. Realistic. So that's where our entry, because I for one typically enjoy those kind of movies. Now, to be fair, I haven't watched White Man Can't Jump in 15 years, maybe. Watched it a lot, but now I got to go back and watch it with a trained eye, with a movie critic eye. That's what this is. We're trying to help people. The writers are on strike, and even if they weren't, crap's just churning out left and right. Our job is to go through and review some of these movies that maybe were created in the 80s, 90s, 2000s, or even recently, and tell you whether it's worth your time. Because I think we have different enough tastes where if we come together on a review, the listeners should be like, that's worth watching. So I can't wait. We're going to do this every Friday, probably until training camp or something throughout the summer. It's our summer series of fun.
Till we really get something else to talk about.
Yeah.
Other than the Rockies' late summer push for the playoffs.
No.
It's going to be beautiful.
Oh, yeah.
Tovar is leading the league in home runs. And Marquez makes a miraculous recovery.
Oh, he absolutely
pitches
will.
Game one in the World Series.
Dude, that sucks for him.
Yeah, that's really tough.
I mean, you get that injury right off the bat, and then you're
Did they rush him back?
Is it the same? Was that the same? Same arm?
Maybe.
Probably.
I'd have to look at
it has to be, right? It was if it's his throwing arm.
Yeah.
So it's got to be.
That the tightness in that first part, and then 15 days later you come back, couple innings in, it's already given out again.
Yeah.
And now you've got a year at least till you can come back.
Just bad news. But they got a win at least on that day. Eastside, Chris, sorry I didn't read your first text. First, I wanted to see Nuggets Celtics in the finals. Now I want the Sixers. I want Sixers blood.
Bring it.
I'm going to be so freaking excited if the Nuggets can get past this series, like I think they can, and then handle the business in the Western Conference Finals.
Because it's right there.
And we've never been to the finals.
It's right there.
Never been there. You got to win six more games to get into the finals, to get into the NBA Finals. Six more W's.
12 more.
12 more.
To win a title.
I saw you doing the math. I saw your eyes rolling around there.
When you put it in the perspective, it's like, wow, you only need 12 more wins.
Yep. Just win two in a row, like four more times.
Yeah, I mean, it's fairly simple.
You got to do that. You said, Chris, the fan with De Niro, is that on the list? Well, here's the thing that we're doing. The first one we chose. We're just going to get this thing rolling. And then next week, what I want to do is take let's take four candidates, because that's the Twitter poll. You can put four options, and I want to put them up there. So I want four candidates to be on there. So he said, Chris, my suggestion, text this in every day. And that'll start to be our top of mind awareness, kind of like how radio works, top of mind awareness. And then we'll go, okay, the fan should be on there. That's Wesley Snipes too, isn't it? That's Robert De Niro and Wesley Snipes, I think. Robert De Niro, I don't know if you like that one.
I think Robert De Niro's fine.
Yeah, it was creepy.
Interesting how much Wesley Snipes was doing before he got in tax trouble.
Oh, he was doing a lot.
He was Blade, too.
Major League?
Yep.
Major League will be on the list. This is also kind of, because you said you didn't watch a ton of sports movies, right?
I mean, I've seen the big ones, but there's some more obscure ones that are kind of cult classics that I haven't seen.
But like, you haven't seen Major League?
No.
Like, that has to be on there. That has to be on there. So we'll see. But yeah, shoot us a text, movies you want us to review. Friday's our first review. 12:30. 12:30 to 1 o'clock. It's half an hour review. And we would decide if it's a starter, if it's a bench warmer, or if it's like, no, we don't even want you on the team. Cutting you. 19 minutes after the hour. Lemons Heating and Cooling will get that air conditioning up to speed for you. Lemons Heating and Cooling is an HVAC contractor here in Greeley. And they got free estimates available. Check them out online at lemonsheatingandcooling.com. 19 minutes after the hour, we'll take a short break here. Mark Johnson, the voice of the Colorado Buffaloes, is going to join us at the bottom of the hour. Nothing really new to talk about other than the Buffs continuing to have a mass exodus there. And just kind of get the updates with Mark Johnson later on in the show. Don't go anywhere. We'll continue on with the program. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy and Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Start your day with Good Morning NoCo with Brian Gary and Tanner Schwint on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This is Sefa Lufau, former Colorado Buffaloes quarterback, and you're listening to the whole show on 1310 KFKA.
36 minutes after the hour. Welcome back into the whole show. Getting a lot of good suggestions. Not all of them are actually sports movies, though. We'll see what Mark brings to the table. Mark Johnson, the voice of the Buffs. Mark, Angel and I decided that by the time we hit summer, the Rockies are going to be like 20 wins in. We have to find things to occupy our time. We're going to bring back sports movie reviews on Fridays. It's going to be called something like Brady and Angel's Fabulous Fun Time Reviewing Sports Movies That May or May Not Be New. Something like that. We're working on
the name. Could come up with a shorter title
than
that one.
Yeah, trying to. I'm not a marketer here, Mark. You know, I got to think about it. So, I need some suggestions, Mark. Sports movies that come to mind that we could review.
Oh, well, you know, you've probably heard, I mean, you know, there's the obvious ones, you know, Field of Dreams,
sure.
And The Natural, and is it got to be baseball movies?
No, it could be any sports movie. At all, because we're going to be so burnt on baseball when the Rockies have like seven wins by the time we hit, you know, July 8th. We'll want to be reviewing
something. I think what you got to do, you got to go back and do the original Longest Yard, the Adam Sandler one.
I've heard that one. I've heard the original. We need to do the original. Okay, I've never seen that one, so that's on the list.
How about Pride of the Yankees? Does that come up yet?
No, that one has not come up yet.
Pride of the Yankees, that the Lou Gehrig story. That's a very good. It's a very old movie, obviously. But that's a great one. I've always enjoyed that one very, very much.
I'm writing that down.
Yeah, I'm just thinking, there's got to be, you know, the obvious ones. You start talking about Major League and Bull Durham and stuff like that. Those have got to come up.
Yeah, Major League. And Angel hasn't seen it because I'm 11 years older than Angel. So, so there's a little bit of a difference there as far as some of the movies we've seen. We're leaving it up to a fan vote after this Friday. But we're doing, have you seen this one, White Man Can't Jump? Have you seen that one?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
surely
that we're doing that
Woody
one.
Harrelson.
They're remaking this movie, Mark. Can you believe this?
Do you know why that is?
Why is that?
Why they're remaking it?
Why?
Because nobody has any new ideas anymore.
I know.
All they do is remake the cool stuff from 25, 30, 40 years ago. Like when they're remaking that one. They've gone back and, I mean, they did Magnum P.I. for goodness. Stop remaking the stuff that was awesome. Don't do that.
Yes.
Come up with your own ideas.
Yeah. Yes.
We don't need a remake of, and this is going to be an unpopular opinion. Sedona, Arizona for a few days over the weekend with friends, and somebody started talking about how awesome the new Tom Cruise was, Maverick was.
Oh,
and I'm
yeah.
like, no, it wasn't. Come on. No. No. No.
You Sucked can't.
Compared to the first one. Sorry.
You can't. You're right. But I'll give you this, Mark. I'd rather them try a sequel than a remake. Like, if you're going to try to bring back White Men Can't Jump, you got to bring Wesley Snipes and Woody Harrelson back in.
Yes.
Need these two dudes that I've never heard of before. And I know I'm getting older, so I don't know who they
are. Although, I'll say this. I don't think Wesley Snipes nor Woody Harrelson can jump anymore, either of them, because they're old now. You
know. Nobody can jump. That's the sequel. No. It should be. We can't jump anymore.
Neither of us can jump anymore.
No, there's just certain movies. Like, I was talking to somebody today about, like, Jerry Maguire. No. You can't remake that. You just there's just certain movies. It doesn't mean that they're the greatest of all time. It's just they're not remakeable. You don't even try.
Exactly right. Yeah. No, nobody. It's like nobody would ever remake The Godfather.
No.
You just don't do it. Don't ever touch it. Leave it alone. Right?
They'll probably try,
great
though.
Movie.
They'll probably try, Mark. You know that's happening.
Somebody will.
So I wanted this one would connect to you. Did you see the movie 8 Seconds?
Oh, yeah.
Very
good.
I want to put that one on. Yeah, because I loved that movie. It's so tough to get through at the end because obviously we know what happens. Yep. But it's
died on my birthday, by the way.
Did he really? Did he really?
July 30th.
Yep. Wow. That's crazy. Yeah. Well, that's one of the good ones, for sure. So we're kind of throwing it out.
The dance scene at the wedding, by the way. Remember that scene?
Yes. Yep.
The dance scene at the wedding? Outstanding.
Is that
was that Stephen Baldwin?
Yeah. It's one of the Baldwin brothers. Yeah. I can't remember. You're probably right. There's like 8 Baldwin brothers. I'm not sure. But that was a good one for sure. All right, Mark. They're going to make a movie about primetime. That's probably a movie that I'd go see.
I think that's already happened with old documentaries.
That's already happening. Okay.
Well, you just saw there's a George Foreman movie coming out. Right?
I saw that. Yeah, I'm okay. All right. I'm interested. I'm interested in that. I'm interested in the Michael Jordan one too.
Yeah.
Or not Michael Jordan,
but at this point, why not a Deion Sanders movie?
Yeah. No, I would imagine that's coming up. But Mark, you know, as we look at this, And we continue to see the numbers of transfers and everything. And you've got two schools of thought. You got one side that's like, oh, see, this is going to be madness. It's all about him. It's all about primetime. Then the other side is, no, they're weeding them out. We're getting those guys out of here that won't be here. Is primetime, and maybe for better or worse, is he strict, Mark? Is he just so strict that maybe some of these guys are like, wow, on the surface, it's Deion Sanders. I love it. He's amazing. He's popular. He's going to get eyeballs on us. And then when they actually get into the system, are they like, wow, he is pretty strict. He's pretty tough. Is there any truth to that?
I don't know if that's necessarily it. And that's not a negative against or any kind of shot against Coach Prime. I just think, you know, really, I don't know that I've ever been around a coach. And fans aren't going to understand this, because every time a new coach comes in, everyone eats up when a coach gets on and goes, you know, we're going to do it the right way. We're going to be physical. We're going to go to class. We're going to treat people right. And I've gotten a little cynical over the course of my career because I've done this for so long. If you're really paying attention, every coach says the same thing.
Sure.
Nobody really ever says anything new, right? Nobody ever opens up a press conference and says, you know, we're not going to be terribly disciplined, and I'm not sure how hard we're going to work. And we're
great.
Not going to be the toughest team in America, and we'll go to class most of the time, but probably not all the time. No one's ever said that, okay? They all say the exact same things. And so the proof is in the pudding in the long term. That's where we learn how committed each one of these coaches are to that message, because everyone says the same message. We just find out how committed they are to the same message. And you know what the difference between being committed and just being having one foot in, you know what the difference between those two things is?
Mm-mm.
It's the difference between how committed to the breakfast the pig and the chicken are, okay? One is totally committed to the breakfast.
Yeah.
The other one's just partially involved, right? And that's what you learn about a coach in the long term. I think what we're looking at right now, this thing has become such a whirlwind and such a typhoon that has hit Boulder, and I think a lot of guys aren't fully understanding how this is going to work. I think it's overwhelming some of these guys. I really do. And then, you know, let's be honest about it. There are a number of guys that are being encouraged to step in another direction. And so that's a big, big, big part of this as well. And so I can't say I've got all the answers. I just know I'm fascinated by what I'm witnessing right now. And all I know right now is Colorado needs a lot of big bodies, both offensively and defensively. And, you know, we just saw an edge guy over the weekend committed. But you're seeing a lot of skill guys, a lot of the guys that wear small numbers and play away from the football. They're committing, and that's awesome. You always need those guys. But you got to find some big guys as well. And so I'm waiting, and you know, Coach Prime has talked about that, so I'm waiting to see when that wave is going to come, because it's going to have to come here pretty quick.
Yeah, you would think here pretty soon, but again, the way this thing's going, every time you refresh, somebody's coming in, somebody's going out, no matter what school you're looking at. Mark, how has Primetime handled this? Has he talked much? Now, I know there's some videos, I haven't seen them, but you know, I always just kind of click through, and I don't know if it's about this or whatever. But has he talked about the mass exodus, some of these players leaving? Has he spoken about, you know, this is still, again, doubling down, this is what the plan was?
Well, I think what he said is basically, you know, you don't judge the process in the middle of the process. You judge the process on when you get to, in this case, September 2nd, right, against TCU. That's when you judge the process. And I think that's been a consistent message. And I happen to agree with that. You know, there are a lot of things we do. You know, if you walked along with me during a week of, you know, preparation, getting up ready for a football game, you know, you'd look at me on Wednesday and go, dude, there's no way you're going to be able to do that football game on Saturday. I mean, you don't even, you know, it's kind of funny. Sometimes I do shows and I have to speak very generally and vaguely because I don't know the players, right? And so if you were walking that path with me by Wednesday, you'd be thinking, holy cow, man, you got a game coming up here in about 72 hours. You'd be ready for that? And I'd say, well, just trust the process, because by the time we get to 1 o'clock on Saturday afternoon, I'll have it all in my head, right? So that's the way I look at this. Right now, it is what, May 2nd? Is that what, May 3rd, whatever day it is? And so I'm not judging the Colorado Buffaloes and Coach Prime on a September 2nd basis right now. I'm looking at it saying, okay, well, it looks like kind of a mess. You remember last week, I think we talked about, you know, walking into the house and, you know, the faucets weren't on, the baseboards weren't on and all that. Right now, it's a big darn mess. But, you know, the craftsman's going to get the house together by the time you get to the finishing product. And so that's the way I look at this. So I'm not going to judge it at this point in time, and I'm not terribly concerned by anything I'm seeing. I just think it's part of the mess of turning this thing around. And so that's what I've encouraged. You know, when fans drop me a line, I just encourage them, just relax. You got to trust the process. That's a common phrase we hear in sports, and that's what we're doing right now in Buff Nation. We're trusting the process.
Well, and I think you've been consistent on this too, Mark. When it was announced, you know, it's exciting, no matter if you're a primetime fan or not. It's exciting. But I think you were fair too, saying, hey, you know, we don't know. I mean, maybe it'll work out. Maybe it won't. Who knows? The same thing with this. You got to look at it and go, yeah, maybe it's a big deal. Maybe it's not.
Yeah, oh, exactly right. Yeah. And you know, but one thing we do too frequently, we want to, everything's knee-jerk, right? We just want to go, oh, my goodness. We want to see a championship team. 2 weeks ago for the spring game, we wanted to see a championship team out there. Did we see a championship team? No, absolutely not. But now, by the time we get to September, they might look like a championship team. We'll have to wait and see. I just, as I said after the spring game, I wanted to see some individuals on this team. I want to see what Travis Hunter looked like in real time. I want to see certainly what the quarterback, Shedeur Sanders, looked like in real time when the bullets are flying out there. I very much was impressed by those two guys and others that I was really looking forward to seeing. And so for me, it's just watching the little part, the incremental steps, if you will, through this whole thing. And are they moving in the right direction? Do they seem to understand what the culture is? Do they understand what the system is supposed to be? Okay, I think they got the broad strokes down. Now they're going to add the fine-tuning. And that's all I'm looking for. And so right now, part of the fine-tuning I'm looking for is, okay, what are the players that are still going to be added to fill out this roster to 85 scholarships? And then what does that then look like from a numbers standpoint with each one of the positions? And then we'll see how they perform once they get on the field, obviously. But, you know, that's just where I am right now. I think it's just easy to panic. And believe me, in my role, I hear from fans on both sides. I hear from the fans that just dropped me a line on social media. They're like, this is insane. This is a disaster. And I'm like, just relax. And then I still have the other ones who say, boy, people are saying this is crazy. I think they're just stupid. This is obviously a team that's going to win a national championship next year. Well, listen, let's pull back in the reins a little bit there as well, okay? The truth is going to be someplace in between.
Yes, yeah.
And I'm confident in the process, and I'm just waiting for it to unfold right now. I'm not making my hard and fast assessment at this point.
I can tell you one thing. As we get closer to the actual games, I mean, this is going to be so much fun. Yeah, leading into the season, Mark, I mean, you've got to be so excited about this. And it's going to be a long summer of movie reviews for us here. And, Mark, we'd love to have you, you know, be a guest reviewer. But that's to fill in the space in between as we get to the – because it's going to be something else. I can't wait.
So you're saying you don't think you're going to be talking heavy Rockies talk at all?
Hey, I don't know. Our guy Tanner here seems to think they're going to go on one of those runs again and make it into the World Series. So if that happens, then sure, we'll talk about it, but, you know, I just...
Don't handle that's happened one time. Just one time.
All right, Mark, appreciate yours. Oh, yes, we absolutely, we should bring you in for as a guest of Brady and Angel Review Movies throughout the summer because the Rockies aren't good series.
Work on the title of that show, though. You got to come up with something a lot shorter than that.
Yeah, something a lot shorter. We'll figure something out, Mark, but appreciate you as always, my man. We'll talk to you next week.
See you guys.
Mark Johnson, the voice of the Colorado Buffaloes. I don't know, Angel. I think Brady and Angel's super awesome time reviewing movies that may or may not be old or new. It's just, it's fun, and they're sports related. That's the name.
Well, I think the coolest thing about the show is it changes every time you hear it.
I've said it different every time.
It's almost like a secret show. Like,
it is.
You can't really talk about it outside of with your friends. Like,
because you don't even know the name.
Did you listen to this? No, I listened to this.
You don't even know the name of the movie. 405, you could combine your names and call it Brain Gel at the movies. So what are we, like Bradgelina now?
Oh,
Brangelina? Ben Affleck and Lopez? What were they? What was Jennifer Lopez and Ben Affleck? What was that? What was their combined name? Brangel at the movies. I don't know. Bennifer, so we're like that now? We're just combining names, and that's the thing? Sarah's just sending me the best rodeo movies of all time. There's just one. There's a best list? How many rodeo movies did they make? I mean, come on. They're not on the bowl that long. There's always so much that can happen. 12:51 the time. We'll take a short break. We'll wrap up hour number two. Coming up in the second hour, third hour, what hour are we in? We got CSU stuff I want to talk about. Question marks surrounding the Rams basketball team, the Rams football team. Are things about to get really good in Fort Collins? We'll talk about it next. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 at 1310 KFKA.
Preps Rewind. Saturday mornings at 10 on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This is Sefa Lufau, former Colorado Buffaloes quarterback, and you're listening to the whole show on 1310 KFKA.
Six minutes after the hour, welcome back into the whole show. Getting a lot of good suggestions. Not all of them are actually sports movies, though. We'll see what Mark brings to the table. Mark Johnson, the voice of the Buffs. Mark, Angel and I decided that by the time we hit summer, the Rockies are going to be like 20 wins in. We have to find things to occupy our time. We're going to bring back sports movie reviews on Fridays. It's going to be called something like Brady and Angel's Fabulous Fun Time Reviewing Sports Movies That May or May Not Be New. Something like that. We're working on
the name. Come up with a shorter title
of
that one.
Yeah, trying to. I'm not a marketer here, Mark. You know, I got to think about it. So I need some suggestions, Mark. Sports movies that come to mind that we could review.
Oh well, you know, you've probably heard. I mean, you know, there's the obvious ones. You know, Field of Dreams,
sure.
And The Natural, and is it got to be baseball movies?
No, it could be any sports movie. At all, because we're going to be so burnt on baseball when the Rockies have like seven wins by the time we hit, you know, July 8th. We'll want to be reviewing
some. I think what you got to do, you got to go back and do the original Longest Yard, not the Adam Sandler one.
I've heard that one. I've heard the original. We need to do the original. Yeah. Okay, I've never seen that one, so that's on the list.
How about Pride of the Yankees? Does that come up yet?
No, that one has not come up yet.
Pride of the Yankees, that the Lou Gehrig story. That's a very good. It's a very old movie, obviously. But that's a great one. I've always enjoyed that one very, very much.
I'm writing that down.
Yeah, I'm just thinking, there's got to be, you know, the obvious ones. You start talking about Major League and Bull Durham and stuff like that. Those have got to come up.
Yeah, Major League. And Angel hasn't seen it, because I'm 11 years older than Angel. So, so there's a little bit of a difference there as far as some of the movies we've seen. We're leaving it up to a fan vote after this Friday, but we're doing, have you seen this one, White Man Can't Jump? Have you seen that one?
Oh yeah, yeah, surely.
That we're doing that
Woody
one.
Harrelson.
They're remaking this movie, Mark. Can you believe this?
Do you know why that is?
Why
do you
is
know
that?
Why they're remaking it?
Why?
Because nobody has any new ideas anymore.
I know.
All they do is remake the cool stuff from 25, 30, 40 years ago. Like when they, you know, they're remaking that one. They've gone back and I mean they did Magnum PI for goodness. Stop remaking the stuff that was awesome. Don't do that.
Yes.
Come up with your own ideas. Yeah.
Yes.
We don't need a remake of. And this is going to be an unpopular opinion. I was in Sedona, Arizona for a few days over the weekend with friends, and somebody started talking about how awesome the new Tom Cruise was, Maverick was.
Oh,
and I'm like, no, it wasn't. Come on. No.
You Shocked can't
compare to the first one. Sorry.
You can't. You're right. But I'll give you this, Mark. I'd rather them try a sequel than a remake. Like if you're gonna try to bring back White Men Can't Jump, you got to bring Wesley Snipes and Woody Harrelson back in.
Yes.
I don't need these two dudes that I've never heard of before. And I know I'm getting older, so I don't know who.
Although I'll say this, I don't think Wesley Snipes nor Woody Harrelson can jump anymore. Either of them, because they're old now. You know?
Nobody can jump. That's the sequel. No. It should be. We can't jump anymore.
Neither of us can jump anymore.
No, there's just certain movies. Like I was talking to somebody today about like Jerry Maguire. No. You can't remake that. There's just certain movies. It doesn't mean that they're the greatest of all time. It's just they're not remakeable. You don't even try.
Exactly right. Yeah. No, nobody would ever remake The Godfather.
You just
don't do it. Don't ever touch it. Leave it alone. Right?
They'll probably try,
great
though.
Movie.
They'll probably try, Mark. You know that's happening.
Somebody will.
So I wanted this one. This one would connect to you. Did you see the movie 8 Seconds?
Oh yeah,
that's very
good.
I want to put that one on. Yeah, because I loved that movie. It's so tough
Love
to
it.
Get through at the end because obviously we know what happens.
Yep.
But it's
died on my birthday, by the way.
Did he really? Did he really?
July 30th.
Yep. Wow. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Well, that's one of the good ones, for sure. So we're kind of throwing it out.
The scene at the wedding, by the way. Remember that scene?
Yes. Yep.
dancing at the wedding? Outstanding.
Is that your...
Was that Stephen Baldwin?
Yeah, it's one of the Baldwin brothers. I can't remember. You're probably right. There's one or like eight Baldwin brothers. I'm not sure. But that was a good one for sure. All right, Mark. They're going to make a movie about primetime. That's probably a movie that I'd go see.
I think that's already happened with a little documentary.
Okay.
Well, you just saw there's a George Foreman movie coming out. Right?
I saw that. Yeah, that's I'm okay. All right, I'm interested. I'm interested in that. I'm interested in the Michael Jordan one too, or not Michael Jordan, but the
At this point, why not a Deion Sanders movie?
Yeah. No, I would imagine that's coming up. But Mark, you know, as we look at this and we continue to see the numbers of transfers and everything, and you've got two schools of thought. You got one side that's like, oh, see, this is going to be madness. It's all about him. It's all about primetime. Then the other side is, no, they're weeding them out. We're getting those guys out of here that won't be here. Is primetime, and maybe for better or worse, is he strict, Mark? Is he just so strict that maybe some of these guys are like, wow, on the surface, it's Deion Sanders. I love it. He's amazing. He's popular. He's going to get eyeballs on us. And then when they actually get into the system, are they like, wow, he is pretty strict. He's pretty tough. Is there any truth to that?
I don't know if that's necessarily it. And that's not a negative against or any kind of shot against Coach Prime. I just think, you know, really, I don't know that I've ever been around a coach. And fans aren't going to understand this because every time a new coach comes in, everyone eats up when a coach gets on and goes, you know, we're going to do it the right way. We're going to be physical. We're going to go to class. We're going to treat people right. And I've gotten a little cynical over the course of my career because I've done this for so long. If you're really paying attention, every coach says the same thing.
Sure.
Nobody really ever says anything new, right? Nobody ever opens up a press conference and says, you know, we're not going to be terribly disciplined. And I'm not sure how hard we're going to work. And we're not going to be the toughest team in America. And we'll go to class most of the time, but probably not all the time. No one's ever said that. Okay? They all say the exact same things. And so the proof is in the pudding in the long term. That's where we learn how committed each one of these coaches are to that message. Because everyone says the same message. We just find out how committed they are to the same message. And you know what the difference between being committed and just being having one foot in, you know what the difference between those two things is?
Mm-mm.
It's the difference between how committed to the breakfast the pig and the chicken are, okay? One is totally committed to the breakfast.
Yeah.
The other one's just partially involved, right? And that's what you learn about a coach in the long term. I think what we're looking at right now, this thing has become such a whirlwind and such a typhoon that has hit Boulder, and I think a lot of guys aren't fully understanding how this is going to work. I think it's overwhelming some of these guys. I really do. And then, you know, let's be honest about it. There are a number of guys that are being encouraged to step in another direction. And so that's a big, big, big part of this as well. And so I can't say I've got all the answers. I just know I'm fascinated by what I'm witnessing right now. And all I know right now is Colorado needs a lot of big bodies, both offensively and defensively. And, you know, we're seeing, we just saw an edge guy over the weekend committed, but you're seeing a lot of skill guys, a lot of the guys that wear small numbers and play away from the football. They're committing, and that's awesome. You always need those guys, but you got to find some big guys as well. And so I'm waiting, and you know, Coach Prime has talked about that, so I'm waiting to see when that wave is going to come, because it's going to have to come here pretty quick.
Yeah, you would think here pretty soon, but again, the way this thing's going, every time you refresh, somebody's coming in, somebody's going out, no matter what school you're looking at. Mark, how has Primetime handled this? Has he talked much? Now, I know there's some videos, I haven't seen them, but you know, I always just kind of click through, and I don't know if it's about this or whatever. But has he talked about the mass exodus, some of these players leaving? Has he spoken about, you know, this is still, again, doubling down, this is what the plan was?
Well, I think what he said is basically, you know, you don't judge the process in the middle of the process. You judge the process on when you get to, in this case, September 2nd, right, against TCU. That's when you judge the process. And I think that's been a consistent message. And I happen to agree with that. You know, there are a lot of things we do. You know, if you walked along with me during a week of, you know, preparation, getting up ready for a football game, you know, you'd look at me on Wednesday and go, dude, there's no way you're going to be able to do that football game on Saturday. I mean, you don't even, you know, it's kind of funny. Sometimes I do shows, and I have to speak very generally and vaguely because I don't know the players, right? And so if you were walking that path with me by Wednesday, you'd be thinking, holy cow, man, you got a game coming up here in about 72 hours. You'd be ready for that? And I'd say, well, just trust the process, because by the time we get to 1 o'clock on Saturday afternoon, I'll have it all in my head, right? So that's the way I look at this. Right now, it is what, May 2nd? Is that what, May 3rd, whatever day it is? And so I'm not judging the Colorado Buffaloes and Coach Prime on a September 2nd basis right now. I'm looking at it saying, okay, well, it looks like kind of a mess. You remember last week, I think we talked about, you know, walking into the house and, you know, the faucets weren't on, the baseboards weren't on and all that. Right now, it's a big darn mess. But, you know, the craftsman's going to get the house together by the time you get to the finishing product. And so that's the way I look at it. So I'm not going to judge it at this point in time. And I'm not terribly concerned by anything I'm seeing. I just think it's part of the mess of turning this thing around. And so that's what I've encouraged. You know, when fans drop me a line, I just encourage them, just relax. You got to trust the process. That's a common phrase we hear in sports, and that's what we're doing right now in Buff Nation. We're trusting the process.
Well, and I think you've been consistent on this too, Mark. When it was announced, you know, it's exciting, no matter if you're a primetime fan or not. It's exciting. But I think you were fair too, saying, hey, you know, we don't know. I mean, maybe it'll work out. Maybe it won't. Who knows? The same thing with this. You got to look at it and go, yeah, maybe it's a big deal. Maybe it's not.
Yeah, oh, exactly right. Yeah. And you know, but one thing we do too frequently, we want to, everything's knee-jerk, right? We just want to go, oh, my goodness. We want to see a championship team. 2 weeks ago for the spring game, we wanted to see a championship team out there. Did we see a championship team? No. No, absolutely not. But now, by the time we get to September, they might look like a championship team. We'll have to wait and see. I just, as I said after the spring game, I wanted to see some individuals on this team. I want to see what Travis Hunter looked like in real time. I want to see certainly what the quarterback, Shedeur Sanders, looked like in real time when the bullets are flying out there. I very much was impressed by those two guys and others that I was really looking forward to seeing. And so, for me, it's just watching the little part, the incremental steps, if you will, through this whole thing. And are they moving in the right direction? Do they seem to understand what the culture is? Do they understand what the system is supposed to be? Okay, I think they got the broad strokes down. Now they're going to add the fine-tuning. And that's all I'm looking for. And so, right now, part of the fine-tuning I'm looking for is, okay, what are the players that are still going to be added to fill out this roster to 85 scholarships? And then what does that then look like from a number standpoint with each one of the positions? And then we'll see how they perform once they get on the field, obviously. But, you know, that's just where I am right now. I think it's just easy to panic. And believe me, in my role, I hear from fans on both sides. I hear from the fans that just dropped me a line on social media. They're like, this is insane. This is a disaster. And I'm like, just relax. And then I still have the other ones who say, boy, people are saying this is crazy. I think they're just stupid. This is obviously a team that's going to win a national championship next year. Well, listen, let's pull back in the reins a little bit there as well, okay? The truth is going to be someplace in between.
Yes, yeah.
And I'm confident in the process, and I'm just waiting for it to unfold right now. I'm not making my hard and fast assessment at this point.
I can tell you one thing. As we get closer to the actual games, I mean, this is going to be so much fun. Yeah, leading into the season, Mark, I mean, you've got to be so excited about this. And I know it's going to be a long summer of movie reviews for us here. And, Mark, we'd love to have you, you know, be a guest reviewer. But that's to fill in the space in between as we get to the – because it's going to be something else. I can't wait.
So you're saying you don't think you're going to be talking heavy Rockies talk at all?
Hey, I don't know. Our guy Tanner here seems to think they're going to go on one of those runs again and make it into the World Series. So if that happens, then sure, we'll talk about it, but, you know, I just...
Tell Tanner that's happened one time. Just one time.
All right, Mark, appreciate yours. Oh, yes, we should bring you in for as a guest of Brady and Angel Review Movies throughout the summer because the Rockies aren't good series.
Well, work on the title of that show, though. You got to come up with something a lot shorter than that.
Yeah, something a lot shorter. We'll figure something out, Mark, but appreciate you as always, my man. We'll talk to you next week.
See you guys.
Mark Johnson, the voice of the Colorado Buffaloes. I don't know, Angel. I think Brady and Angel's super awesome time reviewing movies that may or may not be old or new. It's just, it's fun, and they're sports related. That's the name.
Well, I think the coolest thing about the show is it changes every time you hear it.
I've said it different every time.
It's almost like a secret show. Like,
it is.
You can't really talk about it outside of you know, with your friends. You're like,
because you don't even know the name.
Did you listen to this? No, I listened to this.
You don't even know the name of the movie. 405, you could combine your names and call it Brain Gel at the movies. So what are we, like, Bradgelina now? Oh, Brangelina? Ben Affleck and Lopez? What were they? What was Jennifer Lopez and Ben Affleck? What was that? What was their combined name? Brangel and Brangel at the movies. I don't know. Bennifer. So we're like that now? We're just combining names and that's the thing? Sarah's just sending me the best rodeo movies of all time. There's just one. There's a best list? How many rodeo movies did they make? I mean, come on. They're not on the bowl that long. There's always so much that can happen. 12:51 the time. We'll take a short break. We'll wrap up hour number two. Coming up in the second hour, third hour, what hour are we in? We got CSU stuff I want to talk about. Question marks surrounding the Rams basketball team, the Rams football team. Are things about to get really good in Fort Collins? We'll talk about it next. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Preps Rewind, Saturday mornings at 10 on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This is your UNC Bears head men's basketball coach, Steve Smiley, and you're listening to the whole show on 1310 KFKA. Go Bears.
Minutes until the 1 o'clock hour. Welcome back into the whole show powered by PDC Energy. Want to thank one of my great friends now, a guy I got to know the last year or so because of his love for all things UNC sports is my guy Ryan Hicks. He's an amazing dude. He and another buddy formed the Renaissance Insurance Group in Windsor. They're both UNC Bears alums. They both love this community. Ryan, of course, is giving back every chance that he possibly can. Just an awesome dude. And he's immersed in this community. So that's why on the ad you hear, you know, there's a lot of insurance companies. Where do you start? Go with somebody local, somebody that's in the area, that's supporting this area, that cares about this area. And oh, by the way, they know their stuff too. Ryan and Renaissance Insurance Group in Windsor specialize in risk management, commercial, and personal insurance needs for Weld County. And also, they're the go-to for workers' compensation and farming operations. Ryan can be reached at 970-674-8825. First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. In the final hour of the program, we'll talk more Nuggets and Suns. We're getting closer to that game three coming up. It does not sound like Chris Paul is going to be available for game three at this point. So this is the time where you got to take advantage of that. Angel, you can do the unthinkable here. Where it used to just be, can they win the series? I mean, if no Chris Paul's out there on the floor, the Nuggets should be favorites on the road, right? I mean, I'm not sure what it looks like right now, but they should be favorites on the road if Chris Paul's out. I'm guessing they would have been a dog. Maybe not. Maybe not. Maybe the Nuggets still would have been a favorite, even with, no?
Phoenix 3.5 favorite right now.
Right now, huh? Interesting. Well, we'll talk more about that on the other side. Also, the latest with Colorado State, how they're looking, all that and more coming up next. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.